couldn't do without after ball breakfast in the mornings.
Good morning, lads. How are you, Jeremy?
They're fun. They get on well.
If you start the day with some good energy.
I love watching.
It's brilliant. Huge fan, yeah.
Listen to Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Highly recommend it.
GAA Daily
on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Galway beat Donegal to reach the All-Ireland final. Armagh are back in the decider for the first time in over 20 years. And Down are the Tailteann Cup champions. But first, Galway are back in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship final for the second time in 3 years. The Trisman were 2-point winners over Donegal yesterday, winning 114 to 15 points. Paul Conroy's first half goal proving crucial. They'll now face Armagh in the final on Sunday week. Galway boss Padraig Joyce is delighted to get into the final.
Fantastic day for us, brilliant day. Semi-finals are for winning, as we know, but I know it's probably hard and emotional watching the game, but overall I thought it was a brilliant game. I thought both teams in that, the first half was fantastic. It was 1-7 to 10 points at half time, and Donegal kicked some great scores. Our lads worked the ball well inside, and I just thought overall it was a brilliant game, and you couldn't take your eyes off for a moment or make a mistake or you'd be punished. And just I thought it was happy enough to get out the right side of it at the end, because it could have gone anyway at the end there. We know that, we get that, but I just thought our lads were probably a little bit more mature, and probably further down the track than Donegal as a development side. You know, Donegal have come an awful long way from where they were 12 months ago. Fair play to Jim and the county board and the boys. But look, it was Galway's day, and we move on to the final in 2 weeks' time.
How important was it building on the result and the emotion after the Dublin game to come out of the pitch?
That's massive. So look, it's huge, Johnny, because, you know, the emotion of beating Dublin the last day, you know, it would have been damn squid had we lost today. You know, wouldn't have meant much to us, or wouldn't have been really talked about. But look, we spoke a lot about that with the lads. But in fairness, the lads, we obviously enjoyed that Saturday night after Dublin, and the lads got back down to work the following morning. You know, they did a recovery session there in Blackrock and Salt Hill, like they always do. You know, and you know, they got looked after by Finian Hanley next door then for breakfast. So it was great. The lads were mighty. And focused on this, on Donegal.
You touched on it there, the experience of getting over the line, I suppose, from a couple of years that you've had under your belt, but also this year, tough games, Sligo, Mayo, Dublin, and like at the end, no Shane Walsh on the pitch, no Damien Comer, no Killian McDade, and they all stood up and found a way.
Yeah, but look, that's something that we've developed this year as our panel, you know, and we've had no choice on developers earlier in the year, as you know, but obviously Shane done well again today to get the hour into his leg, you know, so we couldn't chance him any longer than that. But yeah, look, it's you can always point at something, but I just thought to a man, I thought our lads were outstanding. They tackled hard, worked hard, you know, and I thought Dylan McHugh, Liam Silties as the back were just outstanding. Sean McCurran, like, you know, the brilliant lads, you know, and it's just a reward for the effort that our lads have put in, you know, because I see firsthand what they do since last November and the heartache during the year of losing injuries and lads getting hurt, and then it's up and down and you're getting criticised the whole league, and we get that. We totally know in this job that we get criticised, but we don't really pay too much attention to it, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, as we always say. But to a man today, I thought our supporters were fantastic today to land up there, and it was great to see definitely more maroon in the stadium than yellow, you know, so, which is great.
This was the reaction of Donegal boss Jim McGuinness.
Very, very disappointed. You know, we felt we really had a chance of getting through and going to the final. I suppose the summary of it will be that we converted 5 of 14 in the second half. We converted 10 from 14 in the first half. That's probably the summary. We ran out of steam a wee bit coming down the stretch, I think. Galway looked a wee bit more battle-hardened than us. You know, maybe that experience of a couple of years ago was beneficial to them. Losing Owen Bann was a big loss and a big moment in the game. He had made a brilliant incision and got fouled, and we had the free kick. And you know, those driving runs were missed as well coming down the stretch. So it's a game of very fine margins, you know. And in the second half, I think those couple of reasons, or those couple of insights maybe, would be my thoughts and the reasons why we didn't progress.
Armagh booked their place in the final on Saturday as they saw off Kerry after extra time in Croke Park. 118 to 116 was how it finished in headquarters. Kieran McGinney's men are into the decider for the first time in 21 years, with Conor Turbitt scoring the all-important insurance point at the end of the extra period. Armagh's Rian O'Neill says they're not getting carried away, though.
It means the world to us. Seeing the place there after the final whistle, it was...
absolutely insane. But you know, the old cliche, there's not one yet, but by God, it's special out there.
And it is important to enjoy it. Like, you've been through a lot and you could really see it out there. Even the fans, they kept singing for about 10 minutes after.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, they'll be hard sayings over the next few weeks, but we just have to keep the head down and not worry about that. But we got setback after setback over the last few years, and we just kept coming back. We knew the resilience in the group and the players that we had, and we know we were a match for anyone in the country, you know.
How were you feeling in that extra time?
My legs were gone. I think I told Geezer a few lies. He said, are you fit to carry on? And I just went back and stood in the square near the end. I wasn't fit to do much else, but listen, thankfully they held up there in the last few minutes and got a bit of a ball over the top of the turbo.
Yeah, you had an amazing catch near the end there.
Yeah, listen, usually when you get them catches, you get a free out, but I don't think, I didn't get a free out there today, and Blaine dug me out of a hole, he got it out, and then it came back over, and we got up the field, you know, and once that point sort of went over, it was very special.
Do you think all the extra times, the penalties, all of that really stood to you today? Maybe it was all meant to happen this way, Ryan?
Yeah, I was thinking coming down the stretch, here we go again, we're going for penalties again, but it was one of them days. I think if we had to go to penalties, we would have won it too, you know what I mean? It was just one of them days, and we've been a long road, and we've 2 more weeks to finish the job.
Kerry boss Jack O'Connor says his side had chances to win the game.
Looked like that goal chance, you know, into the hill was a critical moment, you know? Looked like if that went in, I thought the game was probably beyond our mind. Obviously the goal that we conceded then, the poor goal we conceded, was a huge moment in the game, you know. I think that's what the game swung those 2 moments, really. It's just that the goal we conceded then was a killer in the sense that I got the Armagh crowd into it. I thought we'd quieten the crowd for a large part of the game. And just gave Armagh momentum, and it's hard to break that momentum then. We did well to come back and equalise in normal time, but that required a ferocious effort from our boys. But obviously very disappointing. It was a game we felt we had enough chances to win it.
Down are the Tailteann Cup champions. The Ulster side survived a late fight back from Laois to win the decider in Croke Park on Saturday, 14 points to 2-6. Down's Pearse Laverty spoke to us at the final whistle.
Yeah, look, it's great to get over the line, and that's our ticket to Sam Mulgar football next year, so we'll be taking some big guns to Newry next year, and that's what it's all about.
What was it like to climb the stands of the Hogan Steps?
Yeah, look, it's not something I actually even thought about too much leading up to the game. It was just trying to get over the line. Maybe I dwelled too much on it last year on the process of getting up the steps and all. But no, look, it's something special and something you need to cherish. It's memories anyway, so it's a good experience.
You did a really good speech, so you definitely put some time into that.
I was put on the spot. Brian Campbell helped me out with that, and quick rehearsal just before I went up the steps, and away you go, and try and just wing it a bit from there, you know.
What does this win mean for Down as a whole? I was asking Conor Laverty there, you know, 1994 since winning silverware, Down as a proud footballing county. What does it mean for all the clubs, the supporters, for everyone?
Yeah, look, you see the support that was behind us here today. It's a trophy on a national stage, and to bring it up home possibly tomorrow morning or tomorrow lunchtime, and see the wee kids that are there supporting you, and the wee kids around the county that are now wearing Down jerseys more than any other jersey. It's unbelievable to do that for them. And I suppose, you know what, when I was that age, I was following that team, the 2010 team that got to the Ireland final, and they were my heroes looking up, so it's great to be in that position now for the youngsters these days.
Ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final, Off the Ball are hosting a preview live from the Borgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin on Friday the 19th of July. Get your tickets now. You can join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests on the eve of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause, with all ticket proceeds going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily. On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.